Daf thought for today and Daf Chaf Dalet. So the Gemara has a shaila in the beginning of the Yomud. The shaila is, when do you mention Chanukah and Birkas HaMazon? Maybe it's the Rabbanan, you don't mention it, or maybe because of someone Nisi you do. And they weren't answered in the end that you do. And where do you do it? In Haidah. Right? In Haidah. In the Bracha of Haidah. So what's exactly the shaila here? Rabbanan or not? Well, what's the shaila here? So Taisus explains that it was partially what tefillah came in about, that of course you would mention betzibur, you would mention it. There's no question there's a psumah nisa betzibur. But the shayla of the Gemara was, when he's doing birchas hamazon in your house, our birchas hamazon should be bias, like a psumah nisa kol hayai. He says there isn't such great psumah nisa, so maybe you wouldn't say it. But what does the Gemara end up saying? Kamash malan, the Gemara says that was the shayla. In the end, you do say it. And there is psumah nisa in the bias. And we're experiencing that every day now. Every day we're being mefarsim, the Shem Hashem in our houses now, as we're isolated, we're in our homes. And we have to, the Gemara is telling us, yes, there's pesukim nisa in the bayis. Don't think that you can't accomplish a lot in your own homes. Let's keep up being mechazik each other and learn more and daven better and be mechazik in our mitzvahs every single day. Because there is pesukim nisa b'bayis, as the Gemara tells us. Kol tov.